Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. I should highlight it is Wednesday. It's not even a Monday, which is our traditional crying day on
this
show.
Normally you cry on Mondays. We were laughing and having fun, and I looked down at the internet.
What's on it? What's on it today, Carrie?
I looked down at Instagram, but once again, I look up and you and Pip are crying. Yes. And you're now, like, quite upset.
I'm not upset. It was beautiful, actually.
What was beautiful?
I don't even have the audio for you.
Okay.
I was just, you know how you were looking at the internet?
Yeah.
I was describing the internet to Pippa.
And what were you describing?
A video I saw where they retired a police dog.
Oh.
And they said the police dog was in the car with the copper in the States, and the copper radioed through and said, "Is it okay to end K whatever?"
Oh my God, you've
shift.
Got tears streaming
I
down
know.
Your face.
And then the controller came back. I can't even do it.
Say it.
I actually can't.
Yes, you can.
No,
the controller came back and what?
And said, "This is a special announcement for all the officers. After serving for 4 years, thank you for getting our boys home safe. You've served our country greatly." And then retired this dog, and then they just patted this dog, and it was really lovely.
Sweet.
It's very sweet.
Sweet, but it's not like tears rolling down your face.
Do you want me to play you the audio? I'll find the audio, and I'll play it to you next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And what we didn't get a chance to say to you at the top of the show is that it is a big show. We have Michael Bublé, superstar from the F1.
Yep.
The time game's worth $3,200.
Yep. And it's sidetracked. Tears can do that, you know.
Yes. Well, describing the internet can do that. We worked out.
You just brought to me something you'd seen online that's made you cry. You described it.
It didn't even make me cry when It was my vivid description of it, I think.
No, and then in the retelling, you cried again. In fact, during that song, it's not a very sad song, you started crying again.
No, I was watching it on my phone.
Oh, okay. Can I watch it now?
Yes.
With everybody else. So just, do you want to paint the picture for us before we play it? I'll do it. A dog's retiring.
So it's this beautiful big dog that's in a police car, and he's got a cute little police vest on.
And the police officer's next to him patting his head.
Patting him, yes.
And then they radio over.
To all the officers.
To say this is his final patrol.
Which I don't reckon the dog knew, to be honest. I reckon the dog was a bit taken aback as well.
Yeah.
And I reckon the dog gets a bit emotional as well.
Does he? Okay, well, I look forward to watching. Let's see if it brings on the tears for me.
109 Dodge, I'll be 1042. And K9 Tech, badge number 243, will be 1042. For his final shift.
Attention all units, Deputy K9 Tech is 1042 for his final tour of duty today, Friday, March 3rd. We would like to thank K9 Tech for his 38 and a half dog years, otherwise known as 5.5 years of distinguished service to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, and to your handler, Lieutenant Nails. Thank you, Tech, for serving the citizens of Dodge County with over 98 arrests, 314 deployments, ensuring the safety of our deputies and other agencies each and every shift, and making sure your partner went home safely every night. You can now take your well-deserved rest, chase rabbits instead of bad guys, enjoy your well-deserved belly rubs and back scratches. Your pet presence will be greatly missed. Go enjoy being a dog.
It's the sweetest thing ever.
It's cute. Yeah.
It's the sweetest thing ever.
Not ever.
Carrie, like, did I'm you known see that for dog's face?
I probably have cried more tears on TV than anybody else in this country.
How many in dog years?
And that, that didn't even get me to well up.
Yeah, but
it was lovely.
Something's
though.
Happened in you, though. You've died inside.
No, I just I watch a lot of the internet, you know, and what, that you know is not my top three clicks.
You know what you need?
What do I need?
You need a dog.
Do I?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that look,
and then you need to work it hard for 40 years.
God, you're go really retire. Upset. Is it because you've got dogs now? You're imagining putting
dog
your dog down?
There.
What
that
are you
dog
doing?
Put its life at yep. risk to save you humans.
Yeah.
And it's really nice for a dog to do. And now he gets to go be a dog. How nice would it be if you just got to go be a dog? I think I want to go be a dog.
You got to be a cop for
cry.
4 years, though.
Can what? Dogs and cats cry? They can't.
Yeah,
do.
They do when do a they? Human gets retired.
Maybe it's just hard just listening to it. Like, for people listening to it then, maybe it wasn't as moving as seeing it. Like, just describing what's happening is never quite the same as watching it.
131060, if you want to call in and describe the internet to us.
You know the ones that get me? The ones where it's like, mums rocking their babies, and it's like,
oh, we know, mate.
It's like, you know, on the hard days,
you
remember that this will be the last time, you know, you rock your baby. This will be the last time you tuck them in at night. This could be the last time, and they're, oh.
No, Carrie, that was a story that an old man wrote from the perspective of a baby.
No, I'm saying they're the sorts of ones on the internet that get me.
Well, what about this? Call us 131060 and describe something on the internet. Describe the internet. That's
sad
not,
stuff or anything.
Just something, because these are happy tears. Because that
they?
Gets to go be a dog now.
Okay.
And it's been a police officer. And being a dog shouldn't have to be a police officer, Carrie. They should just be a dog.
Well, that's what they get to go do now.
I know.
Yeah. It's so 13. Sweet. Wendy's called up. Tommy's premenstrual. She's.
I think I'm. Yeah, I'm a few things, I think. But one of them.
Weepy
it's
Wednesday
not a, not
is what
a dog,
it is. Weepy Wednesday. 131060, describe the internet. Describe it's, the thing on the yes. internet that moved you.
Yes, and see if it makes us cry.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. The time game is coming up next. $3,200 on the line.
Can I just point out?
I'm now crying because I found the video that gets me.
Yes, the cat we've been not even watching, sometimes just describing videos that get us and makes us cry.
Oh.
And the cat one we just watched, it's a cat and
its owner's
watching
died,
its screen.
So it's watching a screen of its owner and it's just staring at its owner on the screen, and then it just leans down to hug its owner through the screen.
It got me too.
Do you know
but
the one?
You know the other thing is I've got the Comedy Festival gala tonight, and I don't think this is a good warm-up.
Oh. Melissa, describe the internet, the moment that got you.
The moments that get me is when the family member who's been deployed with the Army or Navy, and they come in and they sneak up behind their, you know, daughter or something, and they turn around and they run over the arms open. Gets me every time.
Doesn't get me as much, that one.
See, that's making me emotional.
Yeah, they're so sad.
I mean, sometimes when I've seen one of those where they did boxing. It was a kid and they did boxing and they put a blindfold on the kid, and then they swapped his dad, who was in the military, for his boxing coach. And then the kid's punching the pads but with the blindfold, and then he takes it off and sees his dad. Actually, yeah, that one got me too.
Got ya, Tommy, got ya.
You did, Melissa. Oh, thank
Zoe.
You.
Hey, Zoe.
Hi, how you going?
Are you reversing?
That gets me too.
What's that? Is that the piano, or are you reversing, Zoe?
Oh.
Sorry. You lost me. I'm here. It's okay. Sorry.
We were so worried.
It's not okay, Zoe. I'm crying.
Zoe, what gets you? Describe the internet to us.
Okay. So Upworthy posted on Instagram yesterday a link to a live camera where you can view some fish in Scandinavia who, when they need to spawn, they need to cross through this dam. But they have a gate across the dam because I think it's near a town or something. And so when the fish go up to the camera, then there's an opportunity for you to press a little pink doorbell to let them through.
And so you let the fish through. Why don't they just keep the gate open?
I'm not 100%.
Did you press? Did you press the doorbells?
Why are you the one giving the fish permission to root?
I don't know, but at the moment there's like 957 people watching, and there's instructions to not press it unless you actually see some fish, because they don't want to keep opening and closing the gate unnecessarily. So
I don't know if I've got enough
to press it responsibly.
Hours in my day to watch that.
But it must,
I did
if
one
the
night
open.
Find myself watching for about 5 hours a woman give birth live.
Sorry?
Yeah. All my friends are watching. They're like, you should watch it. I was like, that's absolutely not what I'm going to do. And then I clicked on it.
Is this on your phone or just through a window somewhere?
No, on my phone. And then it was fascinating. There's a dog walking around and kids running around. It was all a lot.
How did you find that?
My friends were watching it. And so then I joined in.
How did they find
it? I don't know. The internet.
It's funny because I watch things with my friends as well. But like the other night it was Equalizer 3. It wasn't... A woman giving birth for 5 hours.
What about
we're on the fish gate.
Oh my God. Oh, they are swimming quite fast.
Open the gate for them.
Yeah. I don't know if you can actually do that. You're just watching it.
Pippa,
we'll talk to Rihanna while we're waiting. Rihanna, what gets you on the internet?
It's the TikTok videos where, it's a beautiful picture. There's a dog running through the meadows, and there's a little verb that says, when your pet meets you, when you first get to heaven. But they're playing Unsung Melody by the Righteous Brothers in the background, and it's just, oh my God, I always end up crying.
But does that mean, just for me, Rihanna, does that mean, so the dog's already dead and you're... waiting to die and meeting the dog up there?
No, it's when you've already died and you get to heaven.
So this is this video is for dead people to watch to give them hope.
He's laughing now.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, and we are roasting Tommy Little for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We're going to meet our most glamorous roaster very soon.
Very exciting. It's going to be a big live show because next week, money can't buy your tickets. The only way you can get in is if you head to carrieandtommy.com.au. And roasting seems to be just kicking off around the world at the moment. I don't know if you saw this, but Kevin Rudd has been named US ambassador, Australia's ambassador to the US. And Donald Trump, he had some pretty kind words to say about him when he was being interviewed by none other than Nigel Farage.
Now they've appointed Kevin Rudd, former Labour MP. I mean, he has said the most horrible things. You were a destructive president, a traitor to the West. And he's now Australia's ambassador in Washington.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Would you take a phone call from him?
He won't be there long if that's the case. I don't know much about him. I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
Oh. I was going to take him out.
Pretty warm welcome to the US.
He hasn't heard about his F-bombs either.
K-Rod. I know.
They'd probably bond over that, though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, wait till he finds out he speaks Mandarin as well. I don't reckon he'd be rapt about that. Let's give away some cash.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$3,200, please.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
It is getting back up there because the phones have already gone into meltdown. Good luck getting through. Give us a call. We play next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We are roasting Tommy Little. And coming up next, we meet our roaster that I think might be the most savage of them all. Ooh. But right now.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, bee-bye, mobine, time game. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
It's getting back up there because $3,200.
Stace, what are you doing with $3,000?
Probably putting it towards a holiday, I reckon.
Oh, where are you going? Where should you go?
Oh,
we're tossing up between New Zealand and a cruise, actually.
Oh.
You could do both. You could cruise to New Zealand.
Yeah, how good would that be?
Is that a thing? I didn't...
Yeah, they do cruises around New Zealand.
That's pretty good. Mm. Stace, you know how it works. Jesse is going to say start. You say stop. If it's exactly on 5 seconds, the cash is yours. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready, guys.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, it felt long, much like many of the cruises.
I was actually, to be honest, I was thinking about cruises as well. Do you know the only cruise I've been on,
was the comedy cruise, wasn't it? And they had to kick you off or something.
No, they didn't kick me off, but they cut the bar.
Yeah.
And then they closed the gambling table on me.
That makes perfect sense. You wanted me to be outraged.
I thought there was this whole international waters rule thing. I mean, we were about an hour out of Brisbane, so maybe we weren't into international
waters. Harbour,
yeah.
Jesse, how did Stacey go?
6.45.
Oh.
Gosh, she just fell.
Oh.
It's hard when their body just kind of limply falls out the hole.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Ray, are you there, Ray?
I sure am. Ready to go.
Have you ever been on a cruise, Ray?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Is it the type of thing that piques your interest?
No, I like to go to the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
See the crocodiles.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Ray, are you good with time, Ray?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great. Okay. All right,
you ready?
We're going to put you over to Jesse now.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
That was a quick trip to the Northern Territory.
It did for you a bit on the quick side.
That felt like about three.
Have you ever been accused of being quick, Ray?
Probably.
Yeah. We might be wrong, though, Ray. We are not in charge of this portion of the show.
The ferreties.
That is true, because he is a mustelid.
Mustelid. Yeah. How are you?
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
How did Ray go, mustelid?
4.73.
Oh.
Wasn't as bad as I thought.
No, I know. It's just falling with not much gusto.
No, it's plonked on top of.
You would think falling, it's kilometres down, would be terrifying. But these people seem to just be giving up on life.
Mm. Jason, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you going to fall with gusto?
Hopefully I don't need a fall.
That's a very good attitude, Jace. How many letters are in your name?
Five.
See, this is all working out because
here we go.
I am not a detective, but if I was, I'd be having that on my little board with the pins and the strings and I'd be starting to do some stuff.
Jason, what are you doing with $3,000?
I reckon booking a holiday.
What are you doing with the other 200?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm just rounding it off.
Someone's dusting some money off the top.
Taking some commission. Where are you going on holiday, Jace?
Probably Queensland with the family. Something easy.
Lovely, lovely. Right. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Start.
Stop.
I tell you what, Pickers. My relationship with time, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is right out of whack. There's something about starting the show by crying for half an hour.
Your brain's very foggy.
It's really thrown me waters.
Yeah.
Me natural balance.
That was very long.
Was it long?
I feel like my relationship with time is still there.
Bang on.
And that felt very long.
Really? Yeah. Okay. How did Jace go, Jesse?
6.23.
Oh, you're kidding.
Very good fall. Maria, hello.
Hello there. How are you guys?
Oh, Maria, I like your energy. Do people describe you as an up and about person?
Oh, I'd say so, yes.
Yeah. I also reckon you'd be a great cook, Maria. You have that kind of energy make you, awful.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
Italian grounds, you know, so yes, I am a good cook.
Oh, okay.
What a roller coaster ride. Maria, we're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start, you say stop at exactly 5 seconds, and the $3,200 is yours. Passing you over now.
Be great. Thank you.
Start.
Stop.
Felt long again.
Did it? Do you think they're all going a bit over?
They're all thinking about the holidays, the money. And
are they? Where does Maria holiday when she gets time?
Well, our next family holiday will be in Kingscliff.
Oh.
I was hoping to win the money so I'd have a bit of extra spending money for the grandkiddies.
Kingscliff is a beautiful part of the world. There is that bar at that golf club that overlooks basically the whole ocean is absolutely stunning, Maria, and that's where I'd nestle in for a while if I was you. If you're lucky, you might even get a cover band pop up.
Oh, well, that'd be great.
Well,
thanks for the heads up.
Yes. Well, of course, this advice is useless if you get it wrong and plummet to your death. So let's see. How did Maria go?
6.12.
Oh.
There's a stool free at the bar. Jackpot's next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are roasting Tommy Little. It's time to meet our most glamorous roaster.
It's time for friends to become enemies. Welcome to the roast of Tommy Little.
Wow, wow, wow!
I said our Tommy's friends are here. His friends. People, he loves the most. They are all lining up, and they're gonna roast Tom. Tommy's roast is here, so and Gary is a host. Tommy will definitely not have friends after the roast.
Wow, wow!
He will cry no doubt.
Out loud from March 27 to April 21 at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with hundreds of local and international acts. Browse the program and book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
Well, our next roaster is fierce and funny. You'd know her from stinging insults and comebacks on The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You are not the C-word. You're an insignificant ass hair.
She is a barrister who's currently in the middle of a 10-day trial, so we've got to keep this quick. Would you please welcome Gina Liano?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Gina, I am
scared?
I'm excited more than scared. Thank you so much for being part of the roast. Have you ever been part of a roast before?
No, well, yes, on TV many times, but not officially.
You've always had an acid tongue on the TV show, and that's one of the reasons we loved you. Do you feel like it's going to be hard to take down Tommy, or is it exciting you too?
Well, I think the approach is not to try and take him down. It just sort of happens naturally. So I think, yes, a bit excited about that. But no, we do love Tommy. I'm going to premise it by saying we adore you. I adore you. And part of my participation is certainly to roast you, but to have fun.
Yes.
Oh, don't adore him too much, Gina. This is all sounding too nice. Like, give us the areas you're going to play in.
We'll get there.
Give me something. What's your areas?
There's a couple of things. So last time we spoke, you were dressed as me, apparently.
I was, yes.
And that was pretty impressive. I thought that was pretty good. But one thing, I mean, you did say you look like a cheap knockoff version of me, and I thought that was a pretty accurate description. And I've met lots of cheap knockoff versions of me, actually. I've even been my own cheap knockoff version at times, I'm sure. But one of the things that stuck with me is that the hair on your chest, that you had chest hair, little beard hair on your prosthetic breasts. And so I might have to roast you a little bit on that. So how did you know?
You're roasting yourself, Gina.
I'm so sorry, Gina. Did I have, and this is the technical term, but did I have hairy tits?
Well, you know, I asked you about your prosthetic breasts and I was very impressed because they looked so real and I knew that they weren't. And you said, well, the funny thing was that they cut your beard hair and that a whole lot of hair had fallen on your chest. And I just said to her, well, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, this might be the first time, Jeannie, you've seen Tommy as Tommy.
Well, yes. I would say
God.
So.
Yes.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not the first time. He has been at my house in my living room.
That's
you know,
true.
When people say, haven't I met you? And you say, yes,
have
I
you?
Met you in your living room
Why?
Many times.
Why was he there?
Well, just because they're on your telly in the living room.
See, so. I was like, well, this is an eye-opening house. Conversation.
Gina, I thought you were revealing our secrets.
Oh, there you go.
Gina, obviously being part of the roast is a fun-filled night, and a lot of the guns are pointed in my direction, but then there seems to also be a few shots fired in every other direction. Are you... I know you're not, you know, you've got a thick skin. You have to be to even do what you do. But are you nervous about that?
No, I just think, you know, if people are going to take the opportunity to reveal themselves about who they are about me, I'll just take notes. Won't forget. Go for it. Yeah. I'll remember. I don't forget.
We have one of your fellow roasters is one of the greatest cricketers this country has ever produced, Adam Gilchrist. Are you a cricket fan by any chance?
No, not at all.
Perfect.
So that would
do you know of Gilly?
I don't even know who he is. I'm going to reveal something about myself. I don't even know who he is, so his opinion of me probably means not much.
Gina. Well, we can't wait to see you in the flesh. Yes. Tuesday night is when it's happening. If you want to come and see Gina roast Tommy along with some other fabulous Australians and very, very funny people, go to carryandtommy.com.au to grab your tickets for the roast of Tommy Little. Gina Liano, thank you so much.
Oh, pleasure. Looking forward to it.
And Gina, I have been saying this just so people know, because I won't say it in such effusive terms on the night, but I adore you very much, and so anything said on the night is in jest.
Do you know what? I'm never be mean. I'll be funny. It will only be funny. It would never... A roasting to me, because I actually really dislike those uncomfortable roastings where you cringe. I won't be doing that.
Nah, we got good people.
There will be no cringe. It'll be as much on me as it is on you. Don't worry.
Love and
you,
final Gina. Question, Gina. Are you going to win your case?
I'm already winning. Oh.
She's got the right attitude. Good on you, Gina. Thank you, Gina.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and it is a big hour on the way, guys.
It is a big hour. As we all know, one of the biggest races in the world, the F1 Australian Grand Prix, is on our doorstep, Bickers. And thanks to Drive to Survive. Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Sorry for making noises with my toddler. Vroom, vroom. I think it's more...
Either way, that's
pretty good.
Actually, they don't make sound anymore, do they?
They make sound, yeah.
Oh, just not so loud.
Not as much, yeah. He's on our doorstep, and thanks to Drive to Survive, F1s are bigger than they've ever been, and we have one of the most biggest and most colourful characters joining us later this hour to talk all things Grand Prix.
Speaking of colourful characters.
I thought you can do the sound effect again.
Speaking of colourful characters, I had the pleasure this morning, I don't know where you were or what you were doing, but I had a one-on-one with Michael Bublé. It was because he has a new song out, which we're about to play now, Spicy Margarita. It is an absolute tune with Jason Derulo. It's a fabulous chat, as always. Him and I go way back. Lots to catch up on, and I'll bring that to you next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Jason Derulo and Michael Bublé. That is Spicy Margarita. It's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home.
And just in time to hear the wonderful Michael Bublé talk about that song. I had the pleasure of sitting down with him this morning. We had a great catch up and we began by chatting about that very song. Michael, it's Carrie. Can you hear me?
Hello. Carrie.
Carrie. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Long time no see.
Long time no see. How's the family? Good?
Yep, all good. How's yours?
Good. Really good. Everybody's happy, healthy.
Great. Tell me what's going on. You've got your new song out, Spicy Margarita. It is a fabulous tune. First of all, I've got to ask, is margarita your drink of choice? How do you decide upon that being the drink that you sing about?
It's spicy margarita. I think that word rhymed better than other words. You're my Manhattan.
You're my tequila shot.
You're my extra dry with vermouth. That was just sort of, I think Jason felt like it was a sexy thing. And then I actually made him one and he was like, hey, this is good. And I was like, dude, yeah. He just rhymed really easily. And I think, you know what, his idea was a takeoff, obviously, on Sway, right? So we rewrote the Sway lyrics and then he wrote this gorgeous song around it about having sex with a woman in a bathroom.
So it's really, so romantic.
You know, it's really funny. We finished recording the song and then he was like doing auditions and stuff to find all the dancers and all the things because we did this music video. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a lyric sheet. And I didn't know what the lyrics, I didn't, because I couldn't understand him. I understood certain Cabo, meet that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. And then all of a sudden, like I was reading in and I was like, wait, does that say that you're bonging her in the bathroom? And she couldn't wait. And he said like, yeah. And I said, okay, all right. And then there's another lyric that says, like, basically that morning she sexted me. And I don't know what sexting, I guess sexting is a text with sexual, or she sexted me.
Don't pretend you don't know what that is.
No, listen to me. I didn't understand it. You tell me. It goes, morning, sex me in the morning. Sex me? Is that a thing that I didn't? Is it sex
Hold on,
me?
Is it sexed me or sex me?
Yeah, I think it's sex me.
Well, doesn't that just mean?
Is it like open sex me? Something that I wasn't?
Isn't it just having
So then
morning
it goes
sex?
Like, it goes, it goes, morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. That's all good. I'll be going shopper, shopper, shopper. She thinks I'm Jordan. And I say, like, well, that's cool, Michael Jordan. Then she screams the Rulo. And then it says, my ego is enormous. And I say, like, is your ego enormous because she's so beautiful? And you're doing it to her and you're doing it so good? And he said, no, Mike, no. The ego is another name for my... And I was like, dude, this is disgusting. Son.
But you sang it together. And
then
anyway.
Then it goes, my ego is enormous, filling up her body, babe.
It's it's a lot. In fact, I never heard that bit.
It's a lot. But that's what's happening today.
Gosh, what, just in relationships or in music?
In every relationship but mine, I think. There's a lot of people getting sexed in the morning.
Yeah, you guys are just making brekkie for four kids.
Our bodies everywhere. Yeah. The weirdest part about the whole thing is I didn't know any of those. Like, I really didn't. Like, I was kind of locked down on my thing. And what's weirder is I have four kids, and I've never, ever had a song where my children react, like, so fast. My kids, like, right away. The reason I knew it was a hit song, no joke, was because they, like, heard it, and they were like, we want to hear that again. And then... every second in the car was like, again, Poppy. I say, like, aren't you bored? Maybe we can listen to the Little Mermaid thing. No, again, again. And then my son came home after I found out what it was about, really. And he goes, Poppy, my grade one teacher told me I was singing the song. She told me that it wasn't appropriate for me to sing in class. And I was he's right.
To be
the moment.
That can be the next class performance. They can all get up together and do it.
Show and tell is going to be amazing.
But you've got to admit, the reason they love the song is because I'm sure they've heard the original so many times. Because I can't believe I was reading it's now been streamed more than 415 million times. How many years ago was that now?
You're talking about the My Sway?
Yes.
I don't know.
I feel like it was when I first met you on Rove, which was like 18 years ago or maybe 17 years ago or something, wasn't it?
Was that that long ago?
Hey, I saw the video that you guys did together, you and Jason, and I'm interested to know why you don't dance more. Why is he doing all the dancing?
No, I do dance.
Yeah, but you could really crank it up. I wanted to see some choreo. Yeah, I've seen that. That's why I'm asking you.
It was just shtick, that's all, because I didn't want to embarrass him. I didn't want to look so good. And then they say, look at Buble Man. Look at Buble Man. The dude can sing. He's so charismatic. I'm glad I didn't do it because it would have showed him up. They probably would have had me in Cats instead of Jason.
He's so dreamy.
He is.
Isn't he?
Yep.
He's having a moment.
Up next, though, we're going to play you the bit where...
I'm starting to realise why you insisted it was a one-on-one interview. Because I was available and you said, no,
I'll take this one.
I got this one. You even champed me. You said, I got this one, champ. You'll be right.
Up next, though, you were part of the chat because I asked Michael Bublé about the roast of Tommy Little. We'll do that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You've just joined us. Oh, you go.
No, I was just going to say we're in the middle of the boob.
We are in the middle of the boob.
What a great place to be.
We are in the middle of my chat this morning with Michael Bublé. Hey, when's the last concert you've been to? We've had so many down here. We've had like Tay Tay and Pink. It's been an absolute explosion of music. Do you go to heaps of live music? What did you last see?
Yes, I have. I love concerts. I went to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah, we just had them too.
I loved it. Like, I always liked them. I like the music a lot. My kids play and stuff. And I'd met them before, but they were like great musicians. It was a great show. What I really loved, and this is showing kind of that I have kids, I love that there were like these little 8-year-olds screaming, and like you look right beside them and their mom, you know, their 32-year-old mom is screaming the exact same way. And I was like, how cool. Like, and it happens in my concerts too, but it's different because, you know, contextually you can't watch it the same way because you're you, obviously. And I just thought, how cool is that, that there's moms and their kids that have connected on this thing the last 20 years. They were amazing. We had so much fun. My daughter was, it was so cute to watch my daughter lifting her hand up and, oh, you know, and like touching her hand and her just like looking at me with huge eyes. And
oh, it's the best. The concerts I've been going to with my kids, I went to Tay-Tay with my kids, and I think the joy was seeing it through their eyes. Just like the absolute pure, like just looking at a stadium full of people and just thinking, oh my God, like they were just, it was amazing.
What was their favorite one?
Theirs was Tay-Tay. They loved it. Although my daughter did love the flying around of Pink. But, you know, all through the air and everything. But,
I think, did Pink's daughter sing something at the concert?
Yeah, no. She was beautiful. Willow, yeah, she was gorgeous. Hey, my co-host Tommy, who couldn't be here this morning, who you have met once before, we are doing the roast of Tommy Little next week, where comedians and Australian cricketers and, you know, famous celebs are all coming together to roast him. He's very roastable. Have you been part of a roast before?
No, I've never been part of a roast.
I think you'd be good at it.
I would
Have you
love
watched
to.
Any? Yeah.
It would. I've watched them, and I've cringed at a few. Actually, I just watched one today.
Which one?
Right before I did this interview, Donald Trump.
Oh.
And it was just a TikTok, and it was like the roaster was, I think, a guy from like Jersey Shore or something. It's like a TV show in America.
Yeah.
And it was, I know that they've written stuff for him, but it was so bad that the secondhand embarrassment just, it murdered me. Like, nobody was laughing. It was completely lame and unfunny. And it wasn't self-deprecating in any way. It's fun. It's funny to be, you know, to take the piss out of somebody. But it was like his jokes were like, while I was having sex with the fifth supermodel this week, she thought you were and the audience was so quiet that I just sat and went, oh my God, oh my God. Did he go like home for 3 weeks after that?
Yes. I mean, I'm hoping now I'm stressed. I'm hoping ours doesn't tank as much as that. And to be fair, my co-host can't commit and is an absolute pants man, but I won't go for that line. I won't go for that joke about how many cheerleaders there's been in.
But you know, like as a comedian, it's a lot easier. I think like what's scary is when you get people up there that aren't comedians. You get people up there that are business people or actors
and then you ask them like, to be
and
funny.
Then realize, yes. Ah, that's why you're not, you don't do that. Yeah. You know who's going to be there? Like, who are some of the roasters?
So do you follow Aussie cricket at all?
No.
I don't know if you know any of the names, but they are like, they're very funny comedians going to be up there. But I'm stressed because I'm hosting it and I'm not a comedian and it's stressing me to no end because of all the things you just said. So now that you've said that, it's filled me with so much confidence. You know,
it's so funny that you say you're not a comedian, but I feel like you are. You're really funny. Like every time I've ever done anything with you, you're funny. How do you not a comedian? You don't consider yourself a comedian at all?
I'm absolutely not a comedian.
Okay.
But thank you.
Not at all.
Buble, before we let you go, I just wanted to talk to you one more thing about your little video you did with Derulo where you guys got your pretend tats. Actual tats? I feel like I'm not sure I've asked you this before. What have you got?
I got three.
Where do I have to guess where they are?
No. I got my kid's name on my arms.
Gorgeous.
I got my wife's name on my chest. And then I can't show you the other one, but the other one is nothing.
Is near your big ego, is it?
It's like you know what I loved about it? The tattoo artist talked me into it, and he said it would be like this unique thing because it's like a two-in-one, basically, he said. And it hurt like hell, but now I love it. Basically, sometimes it says Mike, and then other times it says Michael Stephen Buble. Really cool.
On that note,
congratulations
on your song, Spicy
He's not
margarita.
A comedian. He's not funny, and he will not be roasting anyone because he's a huge weather loser who's on his holiday and it's raining.
Congratulations on Spicy Margarita. I will listen to it very differently now. I know the actual lyrics, and I'll be sure to turn bits down or sing loudly when my kids are in the car.
Is there a way to force radio stations into playing it?
I think we are playing it. I don't think you have to force anyone to play it. It's a tune.
And there'll be money paid. Maybe hot time.
You got to split it with Derulo, though, but I'm sure they'll pay you some money.
Isn't that how they did it in the old days? Like Elvis would just give you a piano or something or a pool?
Is that right?
And they would just play. I think it's how it used to work. It seemed pretty good to me.
God, I'll take a piano. Now they do like baby weird, grand in the lounge room.
They do like research things where they like play 3 seconds of a snippet, and if people don't like it, it is never heard from again. So we'll see how this goes.
I think your kids are the good test. It is an absolute tune, and it's always a pleasure talking to you. Congrats. Good luck with it.
I love you.
See ya. Bye.
Whoa. What an interesting thing that happened right at the end.
What happened at the end?
You said goodbye. Yeah. Do you know what he said?
No.
He said, I love you. And you said.
I didn't say I love you.
He said, I love you. And you said, goodbye.
I didn't even say it like, I love you.
That's honest. That's honestly how that ended.
Oh, well, you know, pay to me to keep him keen. Or just don't hear. He's always so fun. You missed a great chat.
You told me I wasn't allowed to be there. Yeah, you said it's a big exclusive. And then you said big exclusives are going to be our big thing this year. And I'm doing the one-on-ones, big exclusives. You want me to tease to Donald Trump?
Do I have to do it all?
No, I know that. I feel like there's more stuff in I love you and goodbye. Sorry, I know what our plan was, but I want you to hear the end of that again.
I mean, I just heard it then and I didn't hear it.
So anyway, you're saying it doesn't exist?
I don't think so. I don't think he's just throwing around I love yous to random people.
Jezza, can you clip us up just that end, please?
It should be in a few seconds.
Because?
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying you don't think it happened?
Sorry, I didn't hear it. So if it did happen, it didn't register with my ears.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes. Good luck with it.
I love you.
See ya, bye.
Oh. I love you. And you said, see ya, bye. One more time. Just one more time for everyone.
Good luck with it.
I love you.
See ya, bye. No, I could have just said.
What do you mean? You've heard it 3 times now.
Carrie and Tommy.
You Wednesday Arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy, all thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how Australia is getting to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
If you're an F1 fan or just a fan of fun, funny, colourful people, you'll love our next guest. He was the standout from the Formula One Netflix series Drive to Survive. Not a driver himself, but a former team principal. He is Gunther Steiner. This is a little bit of him being interviewed during the show.
Last year, for 2 points, I would have fucked the whole paddock, you know, so hopefully we can get some more.
I'm sure America doesn't mind, but I'll apologise for the language. Good to thank you very much and well done.
Thank you. What language did I use?
I don't know, I didn't hear. Did you drop an F-bomb?
No. What language did I use?
What did you say you would do to the whole paddock?
Hug them.
Let's hope he keeps it clean up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for you Wednesday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Grand Prix is upon us, and this man, it's very exciting to have him because he won the hearts of many. In fact, he was the star for a lot of people of the F1 Netflix series Drive to Survive. He used to be a team boss, and he also has a colourful way of speaking at times, which we think he will keep clean for us, but I guess we're about to find out. He was a former team boss, now turned commentator. It's the one and only Gunther Steiner.
Hello, guys. Hello.
It's so nice to have you. Are you going to be bracing our shores for our beautiful Grand Prix?
Yeah, for sure. I always do.
Good man. Are you excited? The reason I guess I ask, are you excited, is because I've been speaking to a lot of racing fans lately who just think that Max Verstappen is too good and it's making it a bit boring. Are you of the same train of thought?
I wouldn't say boring. I go straight there. I wouldn't say boring. I mean, in the moment, obviously, the first two races he dominated. But I always think that, that there is an end to any domination, you know. So can you imagine if he doesn't win, how many people all of a sudden get excited? No, but I think he's in a good, he's very good at the moment, you know. So, but it will end at some stage.
Do you know, I don't know a heap about F1 racing, but whenever I hear drivers lose, I feel like it's always the car's fault. Is that often the actual case, or is sometimes it the driver?
Even if you don't watch a lot of Formula One, you got that one right. That the driver is never, he would never say it's his fault, you know, or very rarely, you know. But sometimes the driver make a mistake as well, and then they say, oh, the car didn't do this, that, and the other, you know. But it's always the easiest, and you always have to see, because they maybe are still, you know, excited. The adrenaline is still high. And then they come to that conclusion. And then they look at the data the day later and realize, actually, I did a mistake. But then, obviously, the camera is not in their face anymore. And the public knows it was all the car.
You are one of a kind. Most team principals come from racing, whereas you were an engineer. Have you ever driven an F1 car?
No, never driven an F1 car. It's very difficult to do. First of all, because you need to have a certain speed to make the car work. And I realized I don't have the talent to it. So let it be. Don't ridicule yourself. Stay out of it, you know.
You were a crowd favorite on Netflix's Drive to Survive. Duty of foul mouth. I have to say I'm slightly disappointed because you've not nearly dropped anything that we'd have to beep so far in this interview. You've been incredibly pleasant, Gunther. What would be your favorite all-time outburst that you've had?
I don't know because I didn't watch Drive to Survive. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, I know of my outbursts because I was there doing them, but I don't know what they showed. I mean, obviously, some people told me what they showed, but especially my family in the first year, I said, I think they were not very proud of me for the first 2 weeks the series came out, you know, so I don't think they wanted to go out with me in the public because that's actually my father or my husband, you know, that idiot on that show, you know. So, but it all settled down and, you know, they know me since a long time, so they got used to that one as well, like to a lot of other things I'm doing.
Gunther, we have, of course, two Australians in the Grand Prix. We've got Piastri and, of course, Daniel Ricciardo as well. What are our best hopes for them, do you think?
I think the best hopes in the moment is Oscar Piastri is in a good car. It's not in the top three in the moment, but they are knocking on there, McLaren. So he's doing a good job. And I think he will, I hope anyway, for Formula One that he gets the podium this year. But if he's not doing it this year, he will do it in his career because I think he's a good talent. And I'm not saying that because he's in Formula One, but he won Formula 3, Formula 2. And Danny won races before, so hopefully he gets everything good going again for him because his time at McLaren was not very successful for him, to say the least. And he gets back to what he was when he was at Red Bull, where he won races. So I think there is good possibility, but it's like always with racing cars, you need to be at the right place at the right time.
We love him in this country, Daniel Ricciardo. Have you ever seen a man with a bigger smile?
No, it doesn't exist.
Hey, we've got Valtteri Bottas on tomorrow. Give us some goss on him. What should we ask him? Any funny stories you've got?
No, because, you know, he's a typical Finn, so they don't talk too much, you know. So they're more introvert, but he's almost racing for your home team for Stake F1, you know. So, no, I think Valtteri spends a lot of time here in Australia because his wife is Australian. So, yes. But no, I don't have any funny story on a Finnish guy.
Can we end with what Gunther's dream F1 team would be? If you could pick any driver, past or present, and perhaps any celebrity as your co-driver, like who's in your lineup? Who's in your dream team?
I mean, my dream team would be Niki Lauda because he was a good friend and he was a 3 times world champion and he was a good guy. And then obviously in these days you need to put Max Verstappen on your dream team because he's very good at the moment, you know, and he would be very good in anything.
Well, you've been an absolute delight to chat to, Gunther.
The coverage of the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix gets underway on Friday and continues all weekend live and free on Channel 10. And 10 play. Gunther Steiner, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for having me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time for the daily Kate update. We need a little opener for this now, I think. What could we use?
I hope we're not
Kate
doing too much.
Kate by the ocean. No.
Oh, yeah, Kate by the ocean's pretty
nowhere
good.
Nowhere near the ocean, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
Let's workshop it off here.
Carrie's up, Kate. Oh, no, you don't want to say that. Sorry.
Up, Kate. No, I
update.
Don't.
Yeah.
Kate anyway.
Gate.
Hmm?
Kate Gate.
Kate Gate.
Kate Gate. Gate.
Producer Bell.
Yes.
Yes.
Kate Gate.
Stuck in the middle with Kate.
Good brainstorm.
Anyway,
<stuff. laughs>
Lots happening. So
I've got more.
Yesterday, we showed you the vision of her and William going for a little wander to a car. It's the first time they've been seen in a long time.
Mm.
Internet went crazy after that, going, that's not Kate. Everyone thought that was the Kate lookalike who gets about in life, being the Kate Middleton lookalike. She goes to parties, hosts things. Her name's Heidi Agan or Agan.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wait, as in the royal family use her?
No,
as a
but she's just used in the UK because she looks so much like Kate Middleton. So her her Instagram went crazy with everyone saying, obviously this is you, not the actual Kate. Her facial features look completely different, everything. Anyway, she's had to come out and say, there's obviously been a lot of speculation about whether this was Will and Kate in the footage. My social media's gone crazy. It's not me. I was at work at the time. I know it's not me. I 100% believe this is Kate Middleton and William in that video. A lot of people commenting that if she has, in fact, been in hospital, why isn't William carrying the groceries? In fact, she's carrying the groceries. It's a bit weird.
Oh.
It's not actually an issue about where Kate is. It's just an issue in their relationship they need to fix, you know?
Mm. I thought, yeah. Isn't that meant to be? Because sometimes if I do open a door for a woman, they say, you know, I can do that myself.
Yeah, I reckon she's just had surgery, though. Mm. You know, I just reckon carry the bag. Cricketer Kevin Peterson.
Don't call her a bag.
Yeah, Kevin Peterson. I get called carry bag all the time. Cricketer Kevin Peterson.
When?
All the time. It was a nickname.
When?
A couple of times. By my stepdad. Cricketer Kevin Peterson. and he's been, he's not been with us for about 13 years. So it's been a while.
Kevin
since
Peterson's dead.
My stepdad.
Oh.
Cricketer Kevin Peterson has come out to defend Kate Middleton because he's good friends with her.
I didn't
realise. Mm. He said the conspiracy theories around Kate are absolutely absurd. We see Kate and Will's most days. And in the last couple of days, we've seen them too. It beggars belief that people would be so ridiculous and cruel in writing this on this platform that are out and out lies. He said they're the most wonderful parents and as normal and humble as they come. Let Kate, who's recovering from an operation, recover. Leave her and her beautiful family alone.
Wow. Do you reckon that's you know how he said he sees them most days?
Mm.
Do you reckon that's how, like you just said, you get called carry bag like most days?
Yes.
And then we found out it hasn't been for 13 years?
Yes, maybe. Well, Piers Morgan doesn't buy it. He's come out and said, as usual, because he hates the royal family, that she needs to step up and explain things to get public support back. And finally, have you heard about the security breach? So apparently hospital staff at the hospital that the royals have been going to for decades to have all of their operations and everything done because it's such high security there and it's always protected. Apparently there's been a security breach and hospital staff have tried to access her medical records.
Really?
And there's outrage, criminal proceedings underway. Mm.
Well, because...
Yes.
We were wondering how to end this because often we have wonderful producers on this show and often they hand us little tidbits of gold and I have had a very frenetic Pippa next to me and she has just handed me the out to this beautiful bit. It's a tweet from some unknown person and it says this, and strap yourself in for this because what if Kate Middleton has developed foreign accent syndrome?
Oh my God, I
and
saw this.
They can't let her out because she sounds like Austin Butler's Elvis. Cue the applause. We're done here.
I actually saw that and thought it was quite funny.
Oh, thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
I love being a boring old mum that learns things way too late. SZA, that I see everywhere on signs and posters because they're coming to perform, is SZA.
Yes.
Yes. And I like SZA. And their new song, Snooze, how's this, has been 65 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, which ties with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You as the longest charting song by a black woman in the history of the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
Yes.
SZA, have you heard what her sister's up to?
Oh, yes. Okay. Also scissoring.
I haven't.
Scissoring? What do you mean, Carey?
Are going to get a bit of Beyonce on. Producer Pip's favourite song at the moment. Are you finally on board it?
Well, should we just quickly say what it is? Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, what else is it? I'm not playing Put a Ring on It
could
from
be crazy
1995.
Love.
Can we just say there's a bit of tension in the air?
Let's and if cut only we could.
Yeah, there we go. Get her sister in here.
Are you on board it yet? You like it or hate it?
I was on board.
Oh, sorry.
I was on board. I was like, I don't know about Beyonce doing country. And then I was like, it's getting me up and about a little bit. I'm into it. And now I'm back off it. I think it's embarrassing and for her. And I just I just think it's
Pippa.
Yeah, the charts agree. She's number one across the globe. Yeah.
Also, Pippa, though, you know the handbook we get given when we walk in the building every day? We love the music we play on this station.
I didn't get that handbook today.
Didn't you?
No.
Did you get the Bible?
I'm going rogue.
We got it and we're going to put it on now.
Thanks to Ingham's Chicken. Who doesn't love tasty, crunchy, delicious chicken for dinner? Grab some Ingham's Chicken on the way home. Always tasty, always good.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday, Arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
I don't know if I've made up a term or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously heard of people quitting things cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. I've never understood where that came from, but I understand what it means.
Can someone do a quick typey-typey? We can find that out now.
Just means you just go, I'm quitting something, and then you just stop then and there.
Yes. And Pippa, when I asked her to look it up then, she went to just write it on the whiteboard.
Because I thought it was going to be a great etymology.
It is.
Yes, but we need it now. We need it now.
So I've tried quitting things cold turkey before.
What have you tried?
Drinking, vaping, let's leave it there.
Sure.
I reckon. Yeah.
And they've obviously gone so successfully for you.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Cold turkey's tough because it means the thing you used to do a bit, you can't do it.
No.
You can't do it at all.
No.
Because, like, not even a bit. And so I don't know if this is a real thing, but I've decided I'm currently quitting those two things, warm turkey.
Okay. So before we get into what quitting warm turkey means, Pip has what quitting cold turkey means.
So when back in the early 1900s, when they would treat opioid addiction and just get people to stop cold turkey, they would often, the term came from when people would get goosebumps from withdrawals, like turkey skin.
Oh, oh no way.
Wow. Yeah. Well done, Pippa. Oh. Well done.
Okay,
and to
so
think
back
that
to
was just going
to
go on the
I'll
whiteboard.
Cross that off the whiteboard.
Okay, so back to your addictions.
Yes,
don't want to quit cold turkey. You'd like to quit warm turkey. You just like to keep doing them. That's what you're saying.
No. It just is. Have you ever heard the term warm turkey before?
No.
Jesse, have you heard the term warm turkey before?
No, I think
I mean,
it's
Christmas
genius.
Dinner, but yeah.
Warm.
We've all had warm.
Hot, yeah.
Yeah, but by the time I get to
guys,
it.
Oh, your okay. warm turkey's ready.
It's been sitting here for an hour, so it's adequately warm.
We couldn't just have it hot, Mum?
No. Let it rest. No.
And what does that look like, quitting warm turkey?
Doing less.
Tapering.
I'm tapering. That's
tapering.
Correct.
Tapering.
Yes.
Okay, so isn't a taper an animal?
A tapeworm.
A taper.
A taper. So instead of quitting cold
not
turkey.
The whiteboard, Pippa, not the whiteboard.
Instead of quitting cold turkey, you're going to quit warm taper.
Yes. Hey, well, is a taper an animal?
Okay, so you're going to taper off.
Yes.
But do you have a schedule, a plan for that? Because I'm sure, correct me if I'm wrong, when you're trying to quit things, they do say to slowly wean yourself off them. So that's not a terrible idea.
I'm not making it up. Yes, Jesse.
I also have a question. Does that mean that you can have all of your allotted allowance in one day for the week?
No.
Oh.
That's bad.
Is it?
That's bad.
That's called
turkey.
Binging.
That's
that's
super,
a binged turkey.
That's hot turkey.
Okay.
The big fat gobble gobble turkey.
And then it's very hungover and sad turkey.
So what do they do at Alcoholics Anonymous?
I don't know.
Well, because that would be a good place to start.
I think it's probably cold turkey.
No, I don't know if they would do it that way, would they? Surely that would give you problems, like withdrawals and stuff. Quite genuinely. Wouldn't they give you withdrawals?
No, yes, it can kill you. I've actually looked up warm turkey here and I've got a step-by-step guide. So
sure.
This isn't bad.
Yeah.
Simply heat your oven to 300 degrees, put the carved meat in a baking dish.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.